One of your recent papers has looked at the experience of carers and older people in the emergency department. So one of the big issues identified in this study was transport. Why was that such a problem?
Well, that really surprised us because in the interviews, we didn't ask anything about transportation, but people brought it up spontaneously. First of all, some people chose to call an ambulance because that was the easiest way to get there. And other people brought up the issue of having to take an older person to the emergency department. Now, that person might be a bit frail, won't be able to walk, and there was nowhere to park. And if they did, quite a few of them parked illegally and then either got a ticket or got yelled at. So there was nowhere for them to park the car, get the person into the ED in a safe and legal way. And we were really surprised by this, but it matched up with another study that was done here in Australia that was a survey study that asked people what are the issues you have in relationship to the use of emergency department, and they put transport up high on the. I mean, so it really surprised us. We had no idea, and I think, when the article was reviewed, one of the reviewers said, well, that has nothing to do with the nursing staff. But what we were asking was about their experience, and that was part of their experience.
And another issue was communication between the carers and the staff. What's the relationship there?
We know from all other settings, not just older people in the emergency department, that the one thing that families and carers want and need is information. And the people in this study were no different. That they wanted information about their relative's condition. They wanted information about why tests were being done. They wanted information about how the system worked. See, people that come into an emergency department don't understand how the system operates. They often don't understand the triage system and why they sit in the waiting room and they see people that come in after them go in before them. And an explanation about how the system works, as well as what your own particular condition is what the carers really wanted and often didn't get. And this is no different than any other study on that looks at family experiences.
What about the patient and the staff? What was the communication like there?
Well, remember, we're just looking at their perceptions of what it was. And the older people, they all had nothing but praise for the nurses and the doctors. So they were like, oh, these, they're really nice. They're really kind. They're really busy. I don't want to bother them. So even if they had needs, they often didn't want to pressure or put demands on the staff. And again, this is borne out in other studies that patients, especially patients in hospital, where they're quite vulnerable and they're in a strange environment, will toe the line rather than upset the apple cart, as it were. So they'll just do as they're told and sit there and become. And what will be interesting to see is as we get a different population of people who are more educated, who are more hooked in on the internet, looking things up, will they be more proactive but with the older population, they would be much more likely to be compliant and be good and not
accept what the nurse or doctor said.
Yeah.
And the carers spoke about how they were an advocate for their family member. What happens to older patients, though, who don't have that advocate?
Well, that's a very good question because I think that that's the population that is the most vulnerable. We do know that as people age, they are more likely to become socially isolated. And so if they don't, and I often think about this, what happens to the people who don't have a family member, who don't have an advocate, who are there on their own? They could easily be, something could be missed or they could be overlooked or it was the family members, when they advocated, they usually advocated for the purpose of getting the information that was required. That was often how they saw their role. So I myself often think of a person who has no family or has no carers to look after them. It's a tough question.
So is there a possibility that information would be lost?
Of course, a big possibility.
And how do patients generally view the nurses that are treating them?
Well, that was what they said. They all said, oh, the nursing staff, you know, are lovely, and we can see how busy they are, and we can see how stressed they are, and there's not enough of them, and we understand that. So they were, by and large, extremely grateful for the care that they got. Even though they felt that their information needs weren't always met, they were very reluctant to be critical of the nursing staff.
Finally, you have previously looked at the flip side of this, how nurses view older patients and their carers. And I know it wasn't always positive with how the nurses viewed the carers.
Well, when we asked nurses about caring for older people in the emergency department and older people and their carers, they had clear ideas about how families should behave and what were good families. So, you know, they had expectations that those family members would comfort the person, and that stands to reason. I mean, I think if you have a family there, that they would be a comforting presence to you. And they had ideas about families who would, and this is called the dump, the granny dump. They suspect that some family members bring, you know, their older person into the ED and leave them there because they want to go away for the weekend and there's nobody to look after them. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But nurses suspect that that is a possibility. So those are bad families, or families who just drop the person off and leave, maybe don't go away for the weekend, or who are knowledgeable about the older person, who aren't really involved in their care. So the good families are the ones that know their relative well, are involved in their care.
Presumably visit a lot.
Or stay with them, yes.
So from the nurse's perspective, I guess that ideal carer does stay with the older patient and is quite knowledgeable about them and asking the right questions.
Yes. So when nurses talked about their expectations of families and carers, what they didn't want is for them getting in the way. So like the patient, they had to just toe the line and behave in a certain way. If they were too demanding of information, ask too many questions, to put too much pressure on the nurses, then they were perceived to be getting in their way and, again, taking time that the nurses didn't have.